their majority was actually 6,737, and this was in a seat where they had a majority of more than 10,000 at the general election. So on paper, that looks like a modest disappointment. But you've got to remember that many people in the party had convinced themselves they were going to lose and possibly lose quite badly. The SNP, the challengers, were pretty adamant that they were going to win, and most of the journalists who had been following this contest were also convinced that they were going to lose too. So a victory of one would have been a defeat against expectations, but a victory by almost 7,000 is frankly a fantastic result for Labour. My strong sense is that it has very little to do with Gordon Brown's handling of the financial crisis over the last sort of 5 weeks, which has got the plaudits down in Westminster. Glenrothes is in an area where the SNP run the council. They've run it since last May, and the SNP candidate, Peter Grant, is the leader of the council. So Labour were able to effectively fight this seat as the challengers, as the opposition. They concentrated their campaign on issues to do with the council, particularly its decision to raise charges of some people who use the home care services up here. SNP said actually most people aren't having to pay more. Charges are only being levied on people who can afford to pay. But Labour ran a sort of classic opposition style campaign, and that they kind of focused on the SNP administration in Fife, not just in Scotland, because remember SNP ran Scotland too. They focused on what the council was doing, said that, look, they've taken this unpopular decision, if you're unhappy about it, vote for us as a protest vote, and it definitely seems to have worked.
Does Labour's victory in Glenrothes mean that Gordon Brown could still hold a majority at the next general election?
Well, it's very difficult to read across, because essentially this is a fight between Labour and the SNP, and the SNP sort of don't contest seats in England and Wales. There was a modest swing to the SNP, and the Labour vote went up slightly, but the SNP went up by far more. The Liberal Democrats and the Conservatives more or less got sort of wiped out. Their votes got completely squeezed. The Liberal Democrats were down into three figures. So, I mean, if you try to project the results of that on a national scale, it would probably mean the SNP picking up one or two extra seats in Scotland. I haven't seen figures that might be higher or lower than that, and nothing else much changing in England. But, of course, in England, the Conservatives are fighting Labour. The SNP don't run many councils in England, so the Labour aren't going to be able to run the sort of campaign they did up here. Gordon Brown, in one sense, this election shows that it's hard to win an election when you're the incumbent. In general, Gordon Brown is going to have to fight the next election as the incumbent. What I am pretty sure about is that a lot of Labour MPs who have been worrying about whether their party can win anywhere until recently are going to look at this and think, well, actually, sort of, we can. We're not out of the game yet by any means.